This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In the Lord. It was cold. It was in the dead of winter. Everything's going on against Paul. But Paul kept moving forward because he knew he had to do what the Lord told him to do. And that was to preach at Rome. Now, if we look at verse 2, we see it says, "And the Barnabas people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold." They were cold, they were wet. And then, since that was happening, the people gathered and started a fire. Look at verse 3. Here, we're about to get into it right now. Verse 3, it says, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came out a viper out of the heat and fastened it on his hand." Boy, I tell you, I bet Paul said, "Man, I can't catch a break here. The people trying to kill me. I'm in this bad weather. We're shipwrecked. And now a viper bites his hand." My goodness, poor Paul he was going at it here. So as the viper bites Paul, look at what it says in verse 3. It says, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks." I want you to think about it. Whenever we are working for the Lord, that's when the trouble will start. If you're not doing nothing for the Lord, the wicked one is not going to bother you because you're no threat to him. But once you start doing what God tells you to do, watch out, because as they say, all hell breaks loose. So we see that Paul was working. He was gathering these sticks. And then look at this. "And he laid the sticks on the fire. And there came a viper out of the heat." This viper was no doubt watching Paul and waiting to strike. And look where he came. He came out of the heat. Oh man, I want you to get that. You need to get that right there. He came out of the heat because Paul was working. Paul was on a mission. Whenever we are working for the Lord, whenever we're in the thick of it, watch out, because that's when the viper will strike. You ever been like that? Where everything's going well, you're doing work for the Lord, and out of the heat, out of the trials and temptation, we get this viper coming out and trying to strike. And as it said, it fastened his hand upon Paul. Goodness gracious, can't you see the picture? Paul is just gathering these sticks, laying them on the fire, and all of a sudden, a viper comes and latches on to his hand. But Paul did not quit. Look at verse 4. I want you to look at verse 4 here. You better get it here. "And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.'" Boy, I tell you, whenever you are being attacked, people are watching you. How do you react to it? We see that Paul was bit by this viper, and the people are watching, and now they're judging him, saying that he is a murderer. But Paul wasn't a murderer. Just because some bad things are happening to us does not mean.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.